Milton Lawrence, Reader.
The Patriot by Robert Rodat.
Tavington softened his voice and enunciated each word.
Calm down, calm down. Now listen to me. 20 of His Majesty's men are dead. I want to know what happened. Take your time, concentrate, and tell me now. How many were they?
I can't say for certain. Maybe only one.
One man?
I saw only one. He was hidden in the brush, and then on the flank, among us, all around us. I barely could see him.
One man? The colonel repeated. And then he simply vanished?
The private nodded earnestly.
Sounds more like a ghost than a man.
A ghost. He fell on us like a ghost. Oh.
Enough.
Tavington was not a superstitious man, but the word ghost had a chilling effect that unsettled him even more than he was willing to admit.
This is from Max the Mighty by Rodman Philbrick.
Hey!
She says.
You scared him!
But the growling dog doesn't look scared anymore. It makes a high yipping noise, and then things start to happen fast. Because the yipping was like a signal, and now 3, 4, 5 wild dogs come out of nowhere and leap into the railway car heading right for us.
Get back!
I yell, grabbing Worm around the waist. This is How to Present Like a Pro by Lanny Arredondo. The Next Best Thing. If there's one experience that all presenters share in common, it's having to deal with difficulties. At some time in the course of your career, you're going to confront the uns, unexpected accidents, unforeseen incidents, and undesirable behavior from one of your listeners. In that respect, presenting is a slice of life. The unplanned just has a way of happening. It's one of those things that makes presenting challenging.
This is from Jim Kane by J.P.S. Brown.
Now, give me 600 for the red steer and 475 for the three and 450 for the black and white. Let's go, Lion, Kane said and turned and walked out of the corral. I guess we don't trade, Lion said to the rancher. You evidently have no need to sell. I don't have the necessity to sell. I'll do better if I wait after the rains, as is my custom. You will at that, the Lion said. He joined Kane by the truck. He winked.
He'll fall.
This is a piece from Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. He smiled his frigid smile.
There's so much splendor here that one's eyes are dazzled, he said, and approached the stand.
When the 3-mile steeplechase was about to begin, she leaned forward and did not take her eyes off Vronsky while he went up to his horse and mounted it. And at the same time, she heard the repulsive, never-ceasing voice of her husband. She was tormented by anxiety for Vronsky, but still a greater torment to her was what seemed to be an incessant flow of her husband's high-pitched voice with its familiar intonations.